At the New York Food Dialogues, I'm visiting with Richard Ball. Richard, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, we're vegetable growers from Schoharie, New York. It's a family farm. We farm about 200 acres up there in the Schoharie Valley.
Well, we just got done with your panel discussion here. What are some of your thoughts in being part of this and up on that stage?
Well, it's a little daunting walking out on stage, but I have to say the opportunity to communicate and talk directly to consumers. You know, the whole philosophy of the Food Dialogues is a very good one, a very correct one. So we're really honored to be a part of it, and whatever we can do to help tell the good news about what we do, what agriculture is doing today. I honestly believe at no time in our history has agriculture ever done a better job than it's doing today. And so it was just really a great opportunity, and we're certainly very humbled and honored to have a part of it.
How about some of the questions and comments in there? Anything that kind of stuck out for you?
Oh, there was a bunch of ones that made me wince just a little bit, but you know, that's what it's about, making the connection. One of the things that I've observed is that, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, we got so good at what we do that we allowed so many people to not have to be involved in agriculture and go on to make careers and build cities and stuff, that we've kind of gotten separated from our customer in a lot of ways. So whatever we can do to bring us back and answer the misunderstandings or on both sides. We don't understand what they want, and they don't understand what we do, and so the opportunity to connect the dots is always a great opportunity.
I heard in there, towards the end, the idea of how most of our farms are still family-owned, and no matter how large they are, they're still relatively small businesses. Kind of an interesting point to bring out when you hear a lot of comments out around in the media and in other places about this thing they call big ag, whatever that means.
You know, I hear it a lot, you know, and I hear it a lot from customers. You know, most of agriculture is so big and so out of touch. And one of the nice things for me, I've been asked to be involved with New York Farm Bureau. I'm on the board of directors there, and being part of the vegetable grower organization in our state. And I know most all of the farmers in our state, and some of them, a lot of people would say they're really big businesses. But they're family-owned. They're not big, giant. People like to say corporate entities. And, you know, our own farm, we just became an LLC because we're trying to figure out how do we pass our few hundred acres on to the next generation. It's, you know, being corporate doesn't make you suddenly evil or bad. Or I liked what Blake said from Missouri there. He said he never understood the correlation between large and ethics, you know. And so I think that's a matter of us. We haven't told our story right, because they have that misconception. But
you were out there doing it on a big stage today, and I want to thank you very much for your participation and visiting with me here afterwards.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're here at the Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.